to just, you know, to have some premise that they want to promote and try and find a piece of scripture to be able to promote it instead of giving the whole scripture and the context of the scripture. Well, Paul says, Timothy, here's what you've got to remember, man. Your calling demands that you remember what you've learned. It demands that you were a good student, and that in being that good student, that you were one that studied in such a way that now you're ready to be able to deliver it to others. Why don't you turn to Psalms for a moment, into chapter 1. Because I think it's real important that we recognize the only way that you can become a good student is to buckle yourself in the seat and sit with your Bible until you understand what you've read. So many people come to me and they'll say, Pastor Jared, I'm reading but I just don't understand. Then get yourself some help books. Get on the phone and make a call. Today on the way down there, Kurt's been my best friend since we were 8 years old. And I tried to pass that off as being 40 years, but it's been a little longer than that earlier. But Kurt's been my best friend since we were 8 years old. Kurt and I, all the way down here, were having conversations about the Scripture and about questions that he had about different parts of the Scripture. Find somebody that you know can give you the answer. And find the answer before you leave that text. Don't allow for yourself to walk away from the Scripture going, man, I read it, but I don't understand it. No. Find out what the text means so it can be cemented in your heart and it can bring change to your life, because that's why God gave it to us. He didn't give it to us so that we could just read through it and go, yeah, I read this morning, or that we could dutifully read through it. We do Proverbs every morning, right, guys, at the ranch. I've been doing Proverbs every morning since the day that I was born again. All right? And people ask me all the time, they go, well, man, don't you ever get tired of doing Proverbs? Are you kidding me? The Word is so deep that you can never get to the fullness of its understanding. There's always something new that God wants to reveal to you in His Word. Are you kidding me? But you've got to strap yourself in and be ready for being diligent, the Word says, to show yourself approved unto God. Be diligent about being a student. Look at Psalm 1. It says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Here's the question, guys. Are you one that meditates day and night on His Word? Are you one that delights? You know, when I think about delighting, man, you can see I like to eat, right? You know, I delight in coming to a restaurant like this and being able to have that sourdough bread. My buddy Kurt back there says, man, that's the devil. He says, man, that's the devil, buddy. Never mind, because he knows I delight in taking that toast that was given to me, man, spreading some butter on it and tasting that sourdough. I delighted in eating that sourdough. Well, do you delight like that in the Word of God? I mean, is it something that as soon as, you know, I was told that I could have it, that all of a sudden you start thinking about it, and then your senses start, you know, smelling it, and then you're ready to dive into it, and you have expectations for what it's going to taste like and how good it, and then is that how you really have a sense of diving into God's Word? Delighting in the law of the Lord. Because that's how you become a student. You don't become a student by being dutiful about reading the Bible. Oh, you know, I got a one-year Bible, and I want to read the whole Bible in 1 year. So, you know, this one-year Bible says that I have to read, you know, 2 chapters of the Old Testament, and a chapter of Psalms, and 2 chapters of the New Testament. So every day, I read those pages. I just go through those pages. I had my son tell me the other day, Dad, I threw away the one-year Bible. I go, good. He goes, it just became burdensome to me. He goes, all I was doing was turning pages and trying to get through it and thinking about, man, I don't have, you know, an hour and a half to spend in this right now. I've got all other things to do. God never wanted it to be like that. He wanted for you and I to delight in it. So if you read three verses, if you read one word, and it becomes you, it becomes a part of you, and you take it in to be able to apply it into your life, then God's much more happy than if you just sped read through 15 chapters of the Bible. Be one that delights in the law of the Lord. Way too often we think that after we've been sitting a few weeks or a few months, that we now should have a platform to be able to stand on. I just want to remind you of James chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that you shall receive a stricter judgment. Make sure that you're prepared. My buddy Kurt, he challenged a couple of the pastors at U-Turn for Christ with a question. And the pastors were all over him. They were giving him a hard time about his thoughts and the way that he had heard it taught before by me, and they hadn't heard it. And he was listening, and he's thinking, and he's going, you know what, guys? I think there's a problem here. I don't think you've been a student. I think that you need to be careful. Because Pastor Mario came into the conversation. Pastor Mario said, Kurt, you're absolutely right. You guys are wrong. And the other pastors went, huh? And Kurt said, you know what? All I want to do this for is I want to show you that you better be serious at being a student before you get up to deliver a word. And guys, that's what Paul's saying. Timothy, man, you remember. Just go back to and go back to and go back to the things that you have been taught and the things that you have learned. And then, well, and then the apostle says, commit these to faithful men who are able to teach others also. Commit them to faithful men. Let me be clear on this because I think it's real important. If you've been called to teach, then get busy. It's really important. It's really important. People say to me all the time, you know, Pastor Jerry, I've been called to teach. I say, great. Then I got a Sunday school class. I'd like to sit in it with you and listen to you teach the third graders. Oh no, Pastor Jerry, I meant I want to teach on the platform. I want to teach, you know, at your pulpit. No, wait a minute. Have you been given the gift of teaching? If you've got the call to teach on your life, then you teach everywhere you go. You teach every person that you come in contact with. You share God's Word and passionately share God's Word with every opportunity that you get. Doesn't mean if there's one person or 10,000 people. You share passionately the Word of God. And that's what the Apostle is telling Timothy. He said, Timothy, you look around. Young Timothy, look for faithful men. But for guys that have been faithful in the little things, guys that you have been watching, Timothy, and then you be that one that inserts into their life and give them the opportunity. I think this is critical. Give them the opportunity to be able to use that gift and that calling. Be able to use the things that you've taught them to be able to share with others so that you can help them grow and mature in the calling that God has on their lives. So important for us to be able to look at. The apostle tells us that we're to go and to be those that are committed to teaching Christ Jesus. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6, he says, as you therefore, turn in your Bibles to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. Because I think it's important for us to know that to be a mentor that's always looking for those that are serious students and in the circumference, if you will, of influence that you have to pour your life into them. And that's what Paul did. He saw these people that were around him. Young Timothy was asking questions. He was serious. He was concerned. He wanted to know. He was called and he knew it, but he was trying to figure out how in the world does this all work together. And he learned from the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul was serious about teaching him. He says in chapter 2 and verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the traditions of men, and according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Paul says, listen, Timothy, the things that you've heard, the things that I've taught you, they're not the philosophies of men. They're not the cutting craftiness of those that are trying to make a name for themselves before the glory of the Lord. You be committed to those men. Then he says this, and I think it's real important that we get it. The last part of that verse, he says, who will be able to teach others also. Who will be able to teach others also. And I think it's so important that you and I recognize that God has called us to be mentors. He's called us to be mentors. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. We need to constantly be looking around. Looking for those that are showing a serious faithfulness to the Word of God. And pour our lives into it. Pour our lives into them. Mentor them. Listen, I love this. Pastor Chuck has said this for years. We're one generation away from the gospel being extinct. If we don't pass from generation to generation the things that we have learned, the things that God has taught us, then we're one generation away from the gospel being extinct. We have to commit these things to those that are faithful. We have to look for young men that are able to teach others. We have to look for those that are serious about wanting to learn and then to pour into the life, the ones that are questioning us. I'm telling you this, dads. I'm telling you this because I have sons now that are older and that are walking and serving the Lord. That I found out that I have two sons that were interested in being serious students of the Bible. And I had to pour my life in. And sometimes it was very inconvenient. Because sometimes there were questions at times when I really didn't have a lot of time to explain to them and sit down with them and go. And I had to make myself sit down. This is the most important thing right now in your life. To commit to your son who's interested, who's asking questions, who's serious about being a student of the Lord, sit down with them and help them to gain as much understanding as you possibly can. Because they might just be the next pastor. They might just be the next evangelist. They might just be, as in my case, the next worship leader that the church is going to have. God has called us to be those that faithfully commit the things that we have learned to young men that they might be able to teach others also. We need to be good mentors, which means that we need to make sure that we're giving opportunity for those guys to be able to stand up and use the gift and the calling that God has given them and help them to mature in it. Guys, we have to first be a student. God's called you to teach, then get busy at teaching. Get busy at having those conversations that help you to grow. Those conversations that are the difficult questions that are in the Scriptures that make you study deeper and that make you sure of what you believe. Here's one of the things I think that bothers me more than anything right now in the movement that we belong to. Is people saying, Pastor Chuck says, no, wait a minute. Pastor Chuck wants you to say, God says. That's why I believe. Full of Chuck is Chuck's follows the Lord. But I don't say, I believe because Chuck says. I believe because God says. And I'm absolutely convinced that God has taken me in this direction. Father, we come before you and thank you that your word, God, your word is where you reveal yourself to us. God, I just love that. I love the fact that you didn't have to reveal yourself, but you chose to reveal yourself because you love us so much. And Lord, in revealing yourself to us, that you've called us to be those that commit these faithful sayings to younger, to others, the faithful men that continue to carry out this call that you have given us. Lord, you said, go and make disciples. God, you can't make disciples if you're not taking them into the Scriptures. Lord, go and make disciples, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. Lord, the things that you have commanded, those things that you have taught to us, they're found in your Holy Bible. God, help us to be men of the Word. I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Guys, when Fernando was up here, he said, you know, I'm dealing with diabetes, you can pray for me. And I don't like to ever leave saying, okay, I'll pray for you. Because I'm a forgetful guy. When somebody asks me to pray for them, I want to pray for them right then. I want to pray for them right then. I want to ask God to help bring them back to my memory so that I'll pray for them often. But I just think we all need to just pray for Fernando right now. That diabetes, and that the Lord would just bless him and even bring a miracle healing. Our God's in the miracle business. And that we just pray over him. So would you just bow your heads with me again and let's just pray for him now. Father, we come before you and thank you. Thank you for the gift, Lord, of Fernando. And the gift that he brings of being singing praises to you. Lord, I love again your word that just calls for us to praise you, Lord, and for us to, God, have a heart that wants to just resonate with the voice that you've given us to be able to sing out praises to you. Lord, I thank you for this man, and I ask that you would just touch his body. Lord, so it's been 20 years. 20 years is nothing to you, God. Lord, it's nothing to you. You brought healing, Lord, all through the Scriptures. And God, there were many that were sick from the time of birth that you touched and that you healed. And Lord, we ask for a miracle touch on your brother, on your son, Lord, on our brother. And we ask, God, that if it's your will, Lord, that you would touch him and heal him. God, of course, we pray your will, but you know ours, Lord. Our will is that you'd reach down and touch him, Lord. And that you'd just heal him, Lord. And that you'd allow for him to be able to use those stringed instruments once again to praise you as well, Lord. And to be able to, God, just use them in a way that even never before he's been able to because of your gifting and your grace. God, in your grace, we ask. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Hey guys, just want to, if you haven't filled out your prayer request, hey, fill them out and give them to Rebecca on your way out. Just want to ask if all you guys would stand up. Fernando's going to close us in one last worship song. Thank you guys for coming, man. That was a blessing this morning, fellowshipping and breaking bread together. And praise the Lord. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for prayer. Let's sing.
Every move I make in you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take in you.
Let's keep it out together.
Every breath I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take in you.
We go waves of mercy.
Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has conquered me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be?
Very good. Every move. Here we go.
Every move I make, I'm making you. You make me move, Jesus. Every breath I take in you.
Every step.
Every step I take in you. You are my way, Jesus. Every breath I take in you.
Waves of mercy.
Waves of mercy, waves of grace. Everywhere I look, I see your face. Your love has captured me. Oh my God, this love, how can it be?
Everybody sing with me, na na.
Na 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 na
Amen. Amen.
God bless you guys.